Shema. Come on, bring your proof. Torah Shema. Says, Amra Mezba Mishtaleda. If an Isha comes and says, Mezbaile, my husband died. V'yachakach Mezchami. And then my father-in-law died. That's what an Isha comes back. An Isha comes back and tells us, you know, my husband died. And no, I didn't, my father-in-law also died. That's what a lady says. So, Lachir is Tinosi. She's allowed to get married. We believe her. Evidence we had before. Bezman de Sholem. And there was Sholem Beneyem. An Isha is allowed to say, your husband died. So Mel, the wife that comes back now, she's allowed to get married to Nosei, but Titok Subasa, she can also take a Ksuba. So Chamoisa, but her mother-in-law, that she's coming back now and telling her that your husband died. She's telling the mother-in-law that the father-in-law died. So she's Asura. The mother-in-law can't get married. She can't leave the daughter-in-law. Now, my time, what's the reason? My time, Chamoisa Asura, why is the mother-in-law Asa? Lav Mishum Darmina, we say, Darminon loy bala mais, that we're afraid really your husband didn't die. V'loy chamiya mais, and not the father-in-law didn't die. I've heard the karmer hochi, you know why the daughter-in-law is saying all this? The lekakula lechamaisut, that she wants to make the mother-in-law get into trouble. The kemechavna, that she wants to get her into trouble. Sovra, she thinks levosa shosa loy tesi de tzaren. That even though right now my husband is not here, but she's worried about later when my husband does come back, she'll again become the shrig again, and she'll tell my husband what to do. So she wants to get rid of her mother-in-law right now. So see, a svara, the daughter-in-law thinks that even though my husband is not around right now, so Masha, when the husband is not around, the mother-in-law doesn't bother you. Still, she thinks, what's going to be when my husband does come back, and then I'm going to have pains from the mother-in-law. So therefore, right now, the daughter-in-law thinks how to get even with the mother-in-law to bump her off. Like to tell her, you should know my husband died and your husband died. So you go get married to somebody else. And then it'll come out that the father won't come back. And you'll be us at him. So kids, you see that they think what's going to be, even though right now it's not bothering them. So here also, mother-in-law should think the same way back to her daughter-in-law. So Mara says, no, there's a big difference. Here we're talking about that you already lived with your husband. And you already know what your mother-in-law is like. And she bothered you already. So Mela, that's an old hatred that you have already. Like she bothered you a long time already. Hey, the Rogish Lo Tzara, you felt the Tzara already. So even though now your husband went away, and right now your mother-in-law is not bothering you so much, but you know how it felt when they were here. So Mela, that Tzara is still in you. That's why you want to get even with her. Mashenkin, in the case where the mother-in-law is not really your mother-in-law yet, just they're afraid that maybe she's going to think that if your husband dies, and then you're going to be Miyabi, my son, and then I'll become your mother-in-law, that she should think so far, since she didn't have to do with you yet, maybe she doesn't think so far. So maybe we have no proof what will be the case like this. So maybe if a mother-in-law, if a future mother-in-law, comes to tell you that your husband died, it's a suffix if she's lived or not. And she goes to think so much what will be in the future, that she will become my daughter-in-law, and therefore right now I want to get into trouble, if it goes so far now, that's a suffix in the Gemara. We don't have a fetus to that. Right, the Mishnah says like this. Eid Oimer Meis. One Eid Echad comes to a lady and tells her, you know, I saw the way your husband died. So Lacharish, she's allowed to get married. There's a Heter, a Kula. Mishamiguna, Akilu Barabon, we had before with the Svara, that Isha's Daika Vinceva, we believed in Eid Echad. Now, Benisra, she got married to somebody else. Ovo Echad V'yomaloi Meis. And now another Eid Echad comes and says, you know, your husband didn't die, he's alive. So Lacharish, Arezaloi Tetzi. She does not have to leave her husband. She has a right to believe the first aid, and the second aid is not believed. We'll see in the Gemara that Komakim Sheminu Eidecha Reikha Kishnayim. Once we believe the Eidechot first, we gave you a heter to get married, it's like there are two Eidim. And if another aid comes, he means nothing. If two Eidim would come and tell you the husband's not dead, and Echnami, then it'll be Teitzei. Two we would believe. But just one, after we believe the first one, we don't believe the second one. Therefore, late days, you don't have to go out of your second husband. You can stay married until we mommy see your first husband's alive. What's going to be if one aide says your husband died? And even if she got a het, let's say she got a het and she got married. But now, but two aides come and tell you, you know, no, your husband is still alive. He says, even in the case that she got married, because first the Eid Echad came, and she had a right to believe him, and she got married. But now two Eidim come and tell you, you should know your husband died, halacha is Teitzei. Avada, she has to be Teitzei. Lamaisa, we believe two Edim say your husband is alive, you have no right to live with another man, you're an Eishes Ish. So therefore, the Dinas Teitze, she has to go out from both of them, we had before. She has to leave the first one and the second one. What about Shnayim or Mimes? Two Edim says your husband died. And only one aide comes now and tells you, no, your husband did not die. So after Pishla Nisais, even though she did not get married yet, but Pshita Tinasei, she has a right to get married. So Lysa, when you have two aides saying something, they're believed. If one aide says the opposite, it means nothing to one aide. We don't believe the aide echad. So Pshita, when the two aides said you're allowed to get married, you still have your hetter, you're allowed to get married. Even though one aide came later and said, your husband is alive. Tomorrow says like this. Taima Denisis, Mashra from the Rashi, the beginning of the Mishnah, what? That one aide said the husband died, and she got married. And then another aide came and said, Loimeis, the din is, she's allowed to stay married, she just does not have to go out. But why? Taima Denisis, Mashra, only because she really got married. The first one aide came and told the husband died, and she listened and she got married. Now if a second aide comes, we don't listen to the second aide. But Mash Mahol Loimisais, let's say she did not get married yet, Loitinosei, then Mashma, if a second aide comes, we don't let her get married. That's what's Mashma. Because otherwise, why did the Mishnah have to say, Eidai Memeis Venisais? Why did it have to say she got married even if she didn't get married? So Mashma, if she did not get married yet, and then another aide came and told her, your husband's alive, Shitaka is not allowed to get married. For Timura Kashu, why not? The Yoma Ula, Ula says a famous klal, like this. That kol mokom sheminu toire dechot. Any time the Torah believes in a dechot, or it's not dafka the Torah, even the midrabbanan. Any time the rabbanan believes in a dechot, let's say machlokes rishonim, if it goes even by yisurim, or else some rishonim learn only in special cases like over here. Really, to say your husband died is a shaila of erva, you should have to have two eidim. But the rabbanan will make it to believe in a dechot. So since the rabbanan gave this a dechot a special namonis. Once we believe the Eidechot, it's Harei Kan Kishnayim. It's like two Eidim. Who had in by sight the rules of the Torah believed in Eidechot? When the Torah believed in Eidechot, once the Torah believed the Eidechot, it's Harei Kan Kishnayim. Rashi says, Harei Kan Kishnayim, Harei Yuchashu Kishnayim. So now, and therefore, V'yein Dvarer Shalechot, B'mokim Shnayim. When another Rei comes and tells us something, it means nothing. Can they get two? So now, Mishnah, when the first aid came and told her, she's allowed to get married, the husband died, the Rabbanan believed him. And the Lachris believed like two. So even if she didn't get married yet, and now another aide says, Loimeis, we should not believe the second aide, because the first aide, once he was believed, he's called like two. Erechnami, if they would both come Bavasachas, when the first aide says the husband died, another aide is there right away to say, Loimeis, then we wouldn't believe the first aide. Because that's called Aide Echad Bachosha. If one goes against the other one right away, then we don't believe the first one. But in the case when the first one came by itself, and Bezdin believed the first one, and Bezdin gave her Heter, once we believe the first aid, it's considered like we have two aid in here. And therefore now, if one aid says the opposite, we don't believe the one aid. So why does the Mishnah say, Badaf Katinose? Because she got married, even if she didn't get married. So Moshe Zayin Echonami, Hokikoma, and that's what the Mishnah Taka means. Hokikoma. Eidechod Oim Emes. First, an Eidechod said that your husband died. And what does that mean? V'tiru linosei. Bezdin paskin d'alocha that she's allowed to get married. So right now it's called kivet rei. Ubo echad v'yomu leimeis. And then an eidechot comes and tells us that leimeis, the din is, leiteitza meter rishon. She does not leave a first heter. Enachnami. The mission does not mean to say that she really got married. She doesn't have to get married. It just means that if Bezdin used the first aid, and paskin without halacha that she's allowed to get married. So right away, there's the klal from kol mokim sheminu eid echad harei kan kishnayim. It's like we have two eidim saying the husband died. So now, if only one eid comes, we don't leave the eid echad. That's the pshat according to the. Right. Then the Mishnah says eidim meis. What's going to be if one eid says meis? Then a shnayim marim loy meis. And two eidim said he did not die. Then even though she got married, it's teitzei. For the gemara pshita avada. I need a Mishnah for that. One aide first said he died. But now we have two aidim saying he didn't die. Pshit, you believe the two aidim. Like, what's the Havamina? Two aidim of Avad is better than one aid. Even according to Ula, that kol mokim sheminu eidechad reikan kishnayim, it's only a reikan kishnayim. It's only like two. But Avad, if you have mamish two aidim now telling us, that he's alive, Kshiti has to believe the two Edim. So what does Ulamitis, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Yeah, this is Kshiti. If you have two Edim saying that he died, Avad, we believe the two Edim. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah to say Teitzei? Yipshit, what the end of Vorosh Shalech, V'mokim Shnayim. So where it says, Lo Tzricha B'Psula Yedis. We're talking about now the case is that two Edim came later and said that he's alive, not real kosher Edim, but Psula Yedim. Psuliadis, like two Noshim, two women came and told her that your husband is still alive. And the Chiddush is to the Rabbi Nechemya, like the Nechemya says. Titania, Rabbi Nechemya Weimer, that Kol Mokom Sheminu Torah Dechod, whenever the Torah believes one aid, the Chalos, when you have an aid Dechod, even Psuliadis are also Neman. Like an Isher is also Neman. But Mokom an aid Dechod is Neman, who are then an Isher is also believed. Now the Chalos is, when you believe in Eidechot, the Nechemya says, we go after the amount of people that are talking. That means if you have two ladies against one lady, we believe the two. Even though the two ladies are psuliadis, and they're not really like two Eidim, but still, since we're talking about now an Eidechot here, you go versus the Roiv Deus, the majority of people. The also Shtei Noshim, we made two women. The Yishechot against one person, one Eidechot, Kishnei Anoshim, the Yishechot, like two men against one Eidechot. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That we're talking about now in the case is that Eid Oimah Mace, that could be any Eid, he said Mace. But now that we say a Shnayim Oimim Loi Mace, it doesn't mean the real good two Eidim. That's Pshita, that if two Eidim says he dies, that he's alive, Havada with Tetzai, she has to go out. But we're talking about now who said he's alive. Two ladies, even though they're not kosher Edim, but that's from Nechemya's halacha. That whenever you believe Eid Echad, then we go Basar Roiv Deus. And Rashi says, V'yosu Shtei Noshim B'yish Echad, Shtei Noshim Shechishu Eid Echad. If two ladies go against one Eid, V'yom Rulay Meis, is Kishneya Noshim B'yish Echad, Sherishin Botol, V'yafilu Nisus Teitzai. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Like from Nechemya. That even though she already got married because of the first Eid, but now when two ladies come and say they know the husband is alive, we believe the two Eidim. Yeah. Even if it's two men. With another territory like this. The boy Yisema, Kol Eichot Diyosei Dechot Kosher Mikara, could be no. That if an Eid Dechot Kosher came first, and we believed him, so then Taket Kishnei Eidim, and then it could be Afilu Meya Noshim Kiei Dechot Damim. That if you have mamash a kosher eidechot that came first, then you have ulas halacha that kol mokem sheminu eidechot hareikan kishnayim, and here hareikan kishnayim means that the one is even better than two ladies. True, it's not mamash like two. If you have two kosher eidim going against the first eid, avada, we would leave the two kosher eidim. But here we only have two noshim coming; they can't go against the first eid. If the first eid was a kosher eid, so then when we believe him, it's a locha like Kushnei Eidim, but it's better than two ladies. Elo, so what's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? Elo, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. Could go in the Asoi Isha Mikara. They were talking about now that an Isha came first. That was the first Eidechot, not a Kushnei Eidechot. For Tirsul Rav Nechemya Hochi, and learn like Rav Nechemya, this is what Rav Nechemya meant to say. That Rabbi Nechemya, Rav Nechemya says, that kol mokom sheminu toyre eidechot. Whenever we believe in eidechot, and the eidechot is only good for an eidechot like an isha, that he cannot be two eidim, a part of two eidim, we're talking about posel eidim. When you believe a posel eid, but there is an eidechot, then the halacha is, holachacha roiv deis. We go after the majority of people. What does that mean? That the yosu shtei noshim b'isha achas. In the case that first you had one lady saying the husband died, and now two ladies come and say, no, the husband is alive, we believe the Roiv Deus, the two ladies, like Kishnei Anoshim B'Yishechot. It's like two men against one man. Avot, but in the case, Shtei Noshim B'Yishechot, in the case that first he had a man that said the first Eidus, he had a loch of a kosher Eidechot, and we said that when we believe the Eidechot, it's a Reikan Kishnayim. Then, when two ladies come, we don't believe the two ladies, but rather Kapalgo Pagodami. It only believes like one against one. And since it's one against one only, then the locher is that komokim shemino eidechot hareka kishnayim, that the first one is considered like two. Yeah. So that's the difference. Now we start going like Reb Nechemyah over here. And even according to Reb Nechemyah, when do we say that two noshim play a role, mean something? Only if it's going against one lady. If one lady said first, it doesn't mean too much. Now when two noshim come, we leave the two noshim. But in the case taka that first it was a kashrei dechod, then the din is that's mamish kishnei, not mamish kishnei edim, but it's more than any isha could be. So therefore it's better. So therefore the first one is come out like two, and the second one is only two noshim, can't be like two edim. So therefore it blies like palga palga, then it's a suffix, and therefore we believe the first eight. Right. Shnayim are memes. The Mishnah says, if two people said itaka died, v'yei doim eloi meis, so the Gemara again, like what's the Chiddush over here? If two people said mace, avad you believe the two. So what are you telling me now? If one now comes and says like mace, we don't believe the one. Like for a pshita, when two tell us some avad, the two is better than one. So what do you want to tell me? My kamashmalon, pepsuliadis, that the Mishnah is talking about that the two are not kosheradim, but they're two ladies. And we go, ukra nechemya, the yaza bosa reiv deus, that if you have one lady, and two ladies say the opposite way, we believe the two ladies. We learned it already. That's the first thing. So Gemara says, "Now the time I would have thought." Kiyazlin and Basar Roiv Deyas the Chumra. When do we hold from the Chemiyas Alocha only the Chumra? We say it. Avolakulaloi. But to be makel to say that if two says he didn't die and one says he died, then maybe we don't believe the two. Kamashmalan, no. That even the Kulor also still we believe the two Nashim. So Kitz, if one lady says that he did not die, and two ladies says that he did die, we believe the two, that she's lying. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even the Kulor also, we believe the two Noshim against the one lady. So when you're holding with ladies, a Psula Yedim, then we go Vasa Rav Deis. Two is better than one. So that's the Mishnah. Achas Meres Rashi says, we're talking about now Shtei Noshim Tzoros. Talking about a man has two wives. And if all three of them went away, and we'll come back now, Achas Meres Meis. One wife says, I know my husband died. The Achas Meres Loi Meis. The other wife says, no, what are you talking about? He's still alive. So what do we do? Zu Shei Meres Meis, the one that says she saw the way her husband died, Tinosei. She has the head to get married. She's never to say her husband died. Vetitok subasa, she collected subra also. Vezusha meris leimes, but the second wife that says, no, my husband did not die, is leitinosai. She's not allowed to get married. And the wadin, vletitok subasa, she can't take suba. So the first one is believed, but the second one, since she says that he did not die, so we can't give her to get married. If she says he's alive, she can't get married. What about achas meris meis? One wife says, I saw my husband died, means he died. The Yachas Ameris Nerag, one says he was killed. So what do we do now? Rabbi Meir Oimer, Hoyelu Machisha Zu Azu, since there's an argument, one says he died a normal death, and one said he was killed. Here's a Re'edel Lo'inosu. Meir says he can't believe either one of them, and neither of them could get married. So Gemara's Nias Tuchur, it's a theory to the Reisha. Tuchur, it shouldn't be worse than the Reisha, when one said he didn't die altogether. Still, we said the one that dies is allowed to get married. And here Reb Meir says, even though both of them agree that he's dead, but since one says he died normally, and one says he was killed, it's called Achosha, neither of them can get married. So we'll see in the Gemara. We have Yehuda Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, Hoyo Vizu Vizu Moidois, Shein Kayin, since both of them agree that the husband is dead, both agree that he died, Halach Vizhin also, both of them are allowed to get married. That's not called Achosha. Even though one says he died and one says he was killed, so what? Lamaisa, they both agree that he's dead, and therefore they're both allowed to get married. What about Eidoim and Meis? One Eidechot, not the ladies, not the wives themselves. But another Eidechot comes and says, we know your husband died. V'yei Eidoim and Loi Meis. And another Eid says, no, he did not die.